This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving. Moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a beautiful night for high school football here in Xenia. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Blue skies overhead, slight breeze out of the south. No chance of rain. Temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Delightful evening for a Miami Valley League fray between Xenia and Sydney. Yellow Jackets on the road here against the Buccaneers in a beautiful stadium. A facelift has taken place here at Xenia, Chuck. We're on the west side facing east. 4,000 seats down below us. 2,000 across the way. What a complex.
Well, from what I remember, and I was just a kid the last time I was here, and that was a long time ago, but this place was, it made Greenville look like a nice place. But boy, the renovation here, this is as nice as there is. The press box is beautiful, air conditioned. I like this place.
Hey, I've got a better seat than you do. I'm 4 yards to the left of the 50. I'm on the 46. You're on the 44. My seat is 2 yards better than yours.
Yeah, it is better. But you paid more to get in. So,
oh, what a big game this is tonight. Xenia 2-0, Sydney 1-1, and the Yellow Jackets need to gain some early season momentum. Knock off Xenia here at the Buccaneer Stadium. Gain momentum, as I said.
defeat last year's Valley Division champs, last year's overall MVL champs in Xenia, and helped set the table for a surge of computer playoff points over the 10-game season. I would predict, Chuck, that these two clubs would wind up combining for 14, 15 victories. The winner tonight will gain those points each and every week along the way till week number 10.
I got a look at Vandalia and Troy last night. They both played really good defense, but boy, there's not a lot of offense there. Pick was really down this year. Yeah, this is a shot for the Yellow Jackets to come back from being mediocre for the last few years to have a shot to be up there and play with the big boys. But this is a big game for them tonight.
Xenia with two victories, 36-0 over Beaver Creek, 37-7 over West Carrollton. Sydney lost on the road at Bell Fountain, 46-19. No shame in that. Chieftains have the best quarterback in the state, more than likely. Then defeated Stebbins last week by a score of 28-14. A sidebar to this game tonight is the fact that Dave Tainer, first-year head coach at Sydney, is going up against Maurice Harden, head coach of Xenia, on the other side of the field. Maurice played running back for Dave when Coach Tainer was at Urbana University.
All right.
And then Coach Mo, as they call him, here in Xenia, Maurice Harden, played for Dave Tainer at Urbana. They were together 6-7 years, player-coach, and then coached together. Dave was the head man, and Maurice Harden assisted, and now Coach Harden is in year number 3 here at Xenia, and as we noted, it's Dave Tainer's first season at the helm for Sydney, having taken over for Adam Dungis, who was the head man for more than a decade.
Well, it's pretty cool, the relationship that the two coaches have.
Yep.
It won't mean a thing once when the ball's kicked off, but it's just neat to hear stories like that and to realize that that there's just such a coaching tree. Even in high school, they talk about it all the time in college, but high school, it's the same kind of thing.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Xenia defensively does not want to allow Tucker Heron and Julius Spradling for Sydney to have good games. If they do, that could spell trouble for the Buccaneers. Meanwhile, Sydney's defense has got to play extremely well and hold down senior quarterback Gavin McManus for Xenia, and he's backed up by an excellent runner for the senior Buccaneers. And a young man by the name of Elijah Johnson, averaging nearly 8 yards per carry on the year. Sydney's got to slow him down. Those are key building components here in this game tonight. The better defense may wind up winning this game. You can expect a lot of yards to be consumed. Those are the key building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Tucker Heron's thrown for 489 yards for Sydney in 2 weeks, 5 TDs, 3 interceptions. Julius Spradling, who is eligible to play.
That's good.
Thank goodness. He was ejected from last week's game. OHSAA ruled after seeing the replay that it was not worthy of a suspension.
Well, I mean, the targeting rule, I understand it, but boy, is it not. They don't do it even,
right.
and I'm glad that they looked at it and said, no, that wasn't targeting. That doesn't deserve to miss 2 games.
Spradling's got 9 catches, 170 yards on the season on defense. He's got 27 tackles. Gavin McManus throws to a horde of Xenia receivers, really good ones. They are fine players indeed.
Sean Fishwick, 6'1", 165, a sophomore. Jawan Underwood, 5'9", 165, a senior. Tremone Day Henry, 6 feet, 170, a junior. McManus, if he finds those three targets and he spreads it around really well, if they're available, it could be a long night for Sydney's defense. We've already mentioned Elijah Johnson, a very good running back. Sean Leonard, place kicker, punter, maybe one of the two or three best in the entire state of Ohio, including Division One. He's got, I think, five field goals already this year, averaging better than 50 punting the football. He's a weapon.
I love watching good kickers. I know Butler or Dip City had one a couple of years ago, and it's just fun to watch.
That is a weapon. We'll return with comments from both coaches in a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Xenia. Yellow Jackets, Buccaneers in a crucial early season Miami Valley League game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Xenia. Had the opportunity to chat with Dave Tainer, new first-year head coach at Sydney earlier this week, and he said the club has made progress. Scrimmages against Chaminade and Northmont, two regular season games under the Yellow Jackets belt, and Coach Tainer likes what he has seen.
I think we've made steady progress, seeing guys really start to transform the culture to fit what our desired outcomes are. So we've seen that progress from an offensive and defensive standpoint. It's two completely new systems for them. So it's a process of learning and a process of learning how to prepare. So I've been happy to see it. You know, we started the Northmont scrimmage. It was like the very first time doing just about everything, and we didn't carry very much from our practice over to that initial scrimmage. Then we scrimmaged CJ and saw a lot bigger carryover. You know, CJ has a different style of offense. They're a wing T, double tight, double wing, which we won't see anything similar to that throughout the year until a little bit of Troy. So defensively that week, we played a little bit different front, so there wasn't as much carryover in that week. But I felt really good where we were at offensively in that game. And then we opened up the season against Bell Fountain. They have a pretty impressive quarterback. Have not seen a high school kid be able to throw a ball from, from the short side of the field to the long side, 15-yard comebacks on a flat throw. You know, you can tell the reason why the Buckeyes are signing him. So, I felt like we fundamentally did not play a great game defensively in that game. but we grew a lot from that coming into the next week. Offensively against Belle Fountain, I thought we operated pretty well. I felt like that carried over to this past week against Stebbins. I was just really happy with the movement we made defensively against Stebbins. We gave up two big plays. Outside of those two big plays, you know, we gave up less than 2.5 yards per play. Our guys played much more fundamentally sound. So there's some opportunities to limit those big plays from a defensive standpoint. But I think we made some progress. And then from an offensive standpoint, I think we played a great first half of football. And then we lost a key player early in that game with Julius being out and shifting and moving some guys around. I don't think we adjusted real well in the second half and killed a couple drives that were self-inflicted errors.
Hey, experienced quarterback Tucker Heron's thrown for almost 500 yards already in 2 weeks. How about that?
You know, he is doing a very good job of learning each and every week and staying on process. When Tucker stays on process and lets his eyes move from the defender to defender, he does a really good job. He's had a couple decision-based turnovers that were more on trying to look for a specific guy versus staying on his process. When he stays on process, he's been highly efficient in both the games, which, you know, he's thrown for, I think, for 489 yards in those, but he also, you know, threw for over 200 yards in the first half versus CJ in our last scrimmage as well. So when he's on process, he does a really good job.
Julius Spradling, as you alluded, big weapon for you offensively, very good defensively too. Talk about him and other skill players on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, Julius has done a great job. He's a versatile player. Haven't done it a lot with him, but we've lined him up at quarterback and had him carry the ball to start the game. We've lined him up and moved him through the backfield in order to carry the ball as in lieu of a running back doing it. And then he's also played slot receiver for us, and we've moved him out to the number one receiver once in the last game, where he had a 53-yard touchdown on a screen pass that he was able to do us. So I think he's a dynamic athlete on the offensive side of the ball. And then, you know, Ethan New, I'm going to mention him here as I go through it because he's a tight end, and it's a position that previously was not used a lot offensively here at Sydney, but he's had a really good start to the year. Between the scrimmage and the first two games, he's had 17 catches, scored 3 touchdowns, had 1 touchdown in this last game. He actually had another touchdown that got called back during the second half, but he's done a good job blocking and as a receiver for us. We were able to get Tank Fleming in this week, who made some plays for us. Looking forward to him continuing to develop. And then Mitchell Davis against Belle Fountain had a big play, 75-yard touchdown. So he brings an explosive element and a little bit of height to the receiving corps.
Dave Tanner, first-year head coach here at Sydney, our guest before tonight's game between Sydney and Xenia. Defensively, Yellow Jackets, a base three, but you mix it up a bunch.
Yeah, we're, you know, we try to be multiple both on offense and defense. So, you know, we look for linebackers on the defensive side of the football that have the ability to, you know, move down as defensive linemen, so that we can get to 4-man fronts and to some 5-man fronts by using those linebackers. We don't want to sit in the same position and not move players and be standing targets. You know, we want to be an aggressive style of defense. So we'll transition from 3 to 4 and do a couple 5-man fronts and some short yardage situations.
Highlight a few names on defense, young men who performed really well for you first 2 weeks.
Well, Julius Spradling is the first one that comes to mind. Has done a great job in the middle of the field. He does a good job of running the alley and getting himself down to fits. I think the opening defensive play for us this past week versus Stebbins, he ran the alley on a toss play that he made to play for right at the line of scrimmage or maybe a half-yard loss. You know, so he does a good job, and he was on time. He wasn't early, was disciplined in his approach, but he's a physical player who does pretty well. Last week, two of our linebackers I thought kind of really stood out, Riley Vestal and Brace Hughes. Both of those guys were all around the ball. Riley Vestal, in fact, one time kind of met the guy in the hole, ripped the ball out, took off the other way, was able to force the fumble, recover the fumble, and return it for about 10 yards. So I think those guys both are seniors and are developing quite nicely. And then we have two kind of iron men of the offensive and defensive line with Eli Biddle and Luke Carter, who played defensive end for us, but also double as offensive linemen, have done a great job of leading the guys up front.
Hey, a game in the Miami Valley League in your division against a foe like Xenia, every bit as important September 1 as it is in October.
Absolutely. Maurice Harden, their head coach, played for me in college, was a fullback for me. So I got the opportunity to call him last year when they went 10-0 and congratulate him on the year. This week we see him in week 3. Looking forward to the opportunity to play against one of my former players.
And Coach Harden at Xenia commented on the great relationship with Sidney coach Dave Tainer.
Well, a lot of love and respect for Dave Tainer and everything that he taught me and kind of helped me become a better young man and, develop as a coach. I won't sit here and say that if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be in the positions that I am. And, I credit a lot of my ideologies and philosophies in reference to game plan and getting ready for opponents, breaking down opponents, the schematics of what we do is accredited to me playing for him and also coaching underneath him for 2 years as well. So, we spent 7 years together, and he was a really big role model for me, big mentor for me. So love that guy for life, man. Appreciate him a lot.
This was a 2-win football program when you arrived, and you turned it into 6-5 in year one, 10-0 regular season 1 year ago. How about that? The keys to the difference?
I think a couple keys. One, I think kids just understanding the offense and what we do schematically.
Okay.
I know when we first got here, they were a wing T team offensively, and we're a true 50 on defense. We made some adjustments to that. So from year one to year two, our kids just understood the scheme better, which allowed them to play faster. So that was the first thing. I think two is buying in our expectations, buying into what we wanted to do, kind of my vision for the program, but the kids have to buy in. They got to work at it so that, you can go out and have the success that you want. So I credit our kids for believing in us. I credit our community for standing behind us. And, when you add execution with what you're doing schematically, along with the things that we were doing off the field, building character, building leadership, building confidence, having a strong presence in the weight room, you put all that together, you're able to have success. So,
hey, a lot of it starts with your experienced quarterback, Gavin McManus. What a leader. He's skilled. He brings a lot to the table for you.
Great. Gavin is kind of the heart of our team, and he's been that way since he was a freshman. I remember early on when I first saw him, I was like, there's no way that guy's going to be our commander-in-chief. But we had a scrimmage against Chaminade Julien. Played Clinton Massey, played Dunbar that in a four-way scrimmage, took the shots, made great throws down the field, and I'll never forget it. CJ blitzed one time, they hit him hard, and he got right back up, and I was like, that's our guy, and that's who I've poured into. That's who I decided was going to be the leader of our football team, and he's done nothing but continue to rise to the occasion.
Additional skill players and offense around him.
You got some really talented guys around him, some young guys, too, that I'm looking forward to watching them take the next step. Sean Fishwick, sophomore receiver, who I think is going to really grow into something big when he gets his feet underneath him and continues to gain experience. Shermonde Henry is another one who's a big star for us on the defensive side of the ball as well, along with Aiden Solis. Those three guys together, and our senior Juan Underwood, who's been a three-year starter for us, those guys collectively are a really, really great group and a very talented group. So they just got to continue to keep working on their chemistry with each other. And then our running back is pretty unique, and Elijah Johnson, he's a senior along with the other one, Jace Jones. They provide a really good 1-2 punch of kind of that thunder and lightning kind of combination where Elijah's very sudden and, can take something five, take a 5 yard run and make it 50 yards. And, you know, Jace is that, kind of hammer where, you know, you want to get a yard or two and you want to be physical and, go play downhill. He does a really good job of that.
In 25 words or less, describe your offense. What will we see on that side of the ball?
Well, we're a power spread offense where we use gap scheme runs and spread concepts to get our players out in space. We're going to play fast, we're going to play physical, and we're going to execute.
Coach Mo, Maurice Harden, head man at Xenia in his third year, our guest before tonight's game between Xenia and Sydney. Defensively, what is your base?
We're a 3-4, okay. And two high shell in the back half.
Kicking game, highlight that for us.
Yeah, we got one of the best kickers in the area, if not the state, in Sean Leonard. So he's one heck of a football player, even better person, but he definitely provides us some advantages when in terms of kickoff and giving us the ability to take some extra points. And hit three field goals last week that were huge for us. So we're looking forward to continue to keep using him, and he will continue to affect the games moving forward.
Hey, tell me what it's like playing in this beautiful Xenia football stadium, which has gotten a remarkable facelift.
It's exciting. I remember when I first got there, and they told me, they said, no worries, you know, at some point we're going to get this fixed, but we didn't know when. So for it to be year three, we got brand new stands, brand new beautiful lights, and a beautiful new press box, and all the upgrades that we'll continue to be getting made. It's just super, super awesome to see and be a part of. So we want to put a great show on in front of our fans and in front of our community, and just continue to keep playing great football and providing a great experience for our kids.
And Chuck and I will echo the comments we just heard from Coach Harden.
Oh.
Whew, what a complex this is. It is out of sight.
Well, I mean, it's not like college where you look at all the facilities. But kids, if they're on the border and they see that they can go out there and play on this field in front of the fans, I mean, they got a good crowd here tonight.
Yeah.
That does it excites kids to come out here and play.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to put on a uniform and wait, do my peewee days all over again.
I played with Dave Gallagher, and then nobody could tackle him.
Well, we've got starting lineups, opening kickoff in a few minutes. Xenia home to Sydney here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Xenia. Overview of the Sydney offense. Starting quarterback Tucker Heron, a 5'11 senior. Isaiah Foster, 6'1 junior. The running back, tight end Ethan New, a 6'2" junior. Wideouts, Tank Fleming, 6' junior. Julius Spradling, a 5'9 junior. And Mitchell Davis, a 6'3 senior. On the offensive line, the tackles are Luke Carter, a 6'1 senior, and Sean Strominger, a 6'2 junior. The guards, Austin Yates, a 6' senior, and Eli Biddle, a 6'4 senior, and the center is Sam New, a 6'2" senior. Taking a look at the Xenia Buccaneers, the quarterback is Gavin McManus, 6 feet tall, 200-pound junior. Primary running back, Elijah Johnson, 6-footer, 180, and a senior. The tight end is Caden Jenkins, a 6-foot, 215-pound sophomore. Wide receivers, Sean Fishwick, 6'1", 165, a sophomore. Jawan Underwood, 5'9", 165 pounds, a senior. And Tremonde Henry, 6 feet, 170, and a junior. Along the offensive line, the tackles are Gabe Funk, 6'7", 295, a senior. You heard me right. 6'7", 295-pounder, Gabe Funk. Caleb Sellers, the other tackle, 6'4", 250, a senior. Caden Robinson and Caleb Martin, the guards. Robinson, 6'1", 220, a senior. Martin, 6'2", 210, a senior. The center, Gunnar Steffen, 6'2", 255, and a junior. That's a peek at the offensive lineup for the Xenia Buccaneers. Which will get the ball first? What breeze there is, I think, is blowing in from the southwest. Coming in from the southwest, Chuck? Or
I'm not sure. I'm a little lost on direction, but the flag's pretty much blowing across the field.
Yeah, I was told early afternoon by the Weather Bureau the breeze this evening might be from the southeast. Opening kickoff down to the 14-yard line. Run back by Xenia, middle of the field. It was dropped initially. Tackle made by Sydney right at the 25-yard line. That was Tremonde Henry on the return. Xenia won 5 games 2 years ago. I misspoke earlier, said 6. They won 5, lost 6, beaten by Anderson in the first game of the playoffs. Last year, Xenia won 10 straight in the regular season, lost an OT to Little Miami in the first round of the playoffs in week 11. McManus in the spread, takes the snap at the 20, handoff, open space, left tackle. It is Elijah Johnson, good cutback move at the 31, and he knifed to the 34. He gained 9 on the first play from scrimmage for Xenia. Joel Lyons on the hit for the Yellow Jackets. Second down and one. Opening series of this game just underway here at Xenia. Two receivers flanked right. Quarterback McManus gives to Johnson again. Play goes to the opposite side, and he surges across the 40, tripped up at the 44-45. Xenia with a couple of bookend tackles, Chuck. 6'7", 295, 6'4", 250. Oh, boy. They are a load up front.
And yeah, they call them road graders, and, boy, they're just out there, and they're just moving people around right now.
So 19 yards rambled by Xenia running back Elijah Johnson on the first two plays from scrimmage in this game, from the 25 to the 44. First and 10 Buccaneers, moving from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you imagine things here at Sydney tonight. Little play action, handoff on the play to Johnson again. Oh, he breaks one tackle, stays on his feet. Look at him go, 50. He won't go down. Roll to the turf eventually at the Sydney 44-yard line. It was not Johnson, little change of pace. It was Jace Jones. That's that thunder lightning 1-2 punch in the offensive backfield for Xenia.
Well, a lot of movement that time. They had people going all different directions, and Sydney was lost.
31 yards for the Buccaneers in three runs from scrimmage. First and 10 from the Sydney 44. We played 2 minutes. McManus dropping way back to throw from his 47. Wide open receiver, middle of the field. It's caught at the 19, and he will rumble to the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Wide open receiver, middle of the field, Juan Underwood, 165-pound senior, snared it. He was a forgotten man, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a nice play action. Sydney got through. They should have known there was a play. He went right down the seam. There was nobody within 15 yards of him.
I guarantee you the key to this game tonight is defense. Which team will get a few stops, force a few punts, because the two offenses are high octane. Xenia has shown us that already. What a touchdown in four plays. Extra point kick by Sean Leonard. My goodness gracious. He boomed that one beyond the end zone by 35 yards, Chuck. What a leg he's got. That should be good for about three or four extra points.
Exactly.
Kick by Leonard. A mammoth one. Makes it 7-0 Xenia. 10:04 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tank Fleming returns the kickoff from Leonard. He popped that one to the goal line, and outside the hash mark and numbers, far side of the field, Sydney side of the stadium, Fleming zipped for a good return after the 26. He was flushed out of bounds across the way. Might have been a penalty marker. I'm not sure.
No, he had a Xenia player that was down number 11, but he's hobbled off and they're ready to go.
How about the Buccaneers? 75 yards, four plays, less than 2 minutes.
If it's that easy all night, we're going to be eating dinner around 9:30 because we're going to be home.
Here come the Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Tucker Heron at the helm, and he's got one back behind him. That's Foster.
Man in motion. Play goes off right tackle. Little counter. And it's nicely done on the play by the ball carrier, who found a little bit of a crease. Hammered for four. Bryce Hughes, 5'10 senior, carved out space. Xenia covered him up right at the 30. Second down and six for the Yellow Jackets. Two receivers to the right. Heron has got Foster behind him. In the spread is Tucker. Gives straight away to Foster. Behind his center, meets resistance at the 32, thrown backwards. He's a good 3 yards short of a first down. Good stop in the middle of that defense by Ronnie Butler for Xenia. Wow, he is one heck of a player. You heard Coach Harden talk about him in the pregame conversation. Butler in there in the last hit. It looked like Sydney might be able to generate enough yards to reach the first down marker, but no chance. Butler stopped it four short. Sydney wants to try a jet sweep, but the play is aborted. There's a marker down. It's a pre-snap foul.
Yeah, I mean, they got too excited to run that, and they need to calm down a little bit. They're down 7-0, not 30-0. They need to get into their game.
So the 5-yard penalty moves the football back to the 27 or 8. Sydney now confronts a 3rd and 8. 8:42 to go first quarter. 7-0 Xenia. Passing down for Heron. Two receivers to the right. Takes the snap at the 22. Play action. Lofts a pass long down the left side of the field. Xenia defending at the 36. Sydney Bench thought there might have been a little face guarding or pass interference, but I think it was a good no call.
Yeah, two defenders there. That pass really didn't have a chance.
Yeah, good no decision. Xenia blanketed the deep man. It was Mitchell Davis running the numbers, a fly pattern, far side of the field. And Xenia was all over him, the pass a bit short. And now Joey Flynn for Sydney will punt from inside his 15 with 8:27 left here in the first quarter, and Xenia leading 7-0. And the kick is a wounded duck. It's in the air, comes straight down short of the 50-yard line. And it takes a reverse hop in Xenia's favor. Ball is downed. Short of the 45, Buccaneers begin with good field position.
Yeah, they're going to start about the Sydney 48-yard line. They had no trouble with 75 yards. Let's see what 48 does for them.
Exactly. Buccaneers in the home blue jerseys, bright white numbers, white pants, white headgear with the blue stripe. Sydney, the road, white from top to bottom. Black helmets, gold trim, black and gold numbers. Man in motion starts across the formation. Then the ball is handed off on the play to Johnson. Johnson squirms between right guard and tackle. Stays on his feet, keeps chugging. 45, 43 of Sydney. Nope, the knee went down at the 44.
That's almost like a win for the defense. Only held him to 5.
Yes. Might have held him to just 4 even. Yeah, that is a win for Sydney's defense. Second down and 6. Yellow Jackets showing some pressure at the line of scrimmage. 7:46 remaining first quarter. Xenia 7, Sydney nothing. McManus is motioning in the offensive backfield, directing traffic. 3 wideouts to the left. It's a counter back to the right to Johnson. Johnson heads toward the sideline, far side of the field, into the Sydney bench. He's piled out of bounds at the 35. He made one linebacker miss. Good run, angled toward the boundary, far side of the field by Johnson. He's got quick feet. And it's a 1st and 10 for Xenia at the Sydney 35. 7-0 Buccaneers. 75-yard drive and 4 plays to start the game by Xenia. Sydney went 3 and out, bothered by a penalty. And then a short punt set Xenia up on the Sydney half of the 50. Here's a slant pattern. It's run well. The pass by McManus right on the button at the 27-yard line by Henry. And Henry slips across the middle of the field to the 22. He is cut down eventually on the play by the Yellow Jackets. Fleming in the secondary. Help from Spradling. But again, McManus finding an open receiver. The touchdown strike earlier, the receiver was wide open.
This looks like a team that lost a playoff game they shouldn't have last year because they weren't mentally used to it. They look like a really good football team now.
Here's a toss, sweep to the right. Good coverage by Sydney. Fine penetration. Elijah Johnson goes nowhere. He's swarmed for a minus one or two at the 24 or 25-yard line.
That was Riley Vestal. Is that how you say it, Vestal?
Uh-huh.
Nice play. Nice job of getting out there and stopping it for a yard loss.
You heard Coach Stainer in the pregame highlight Vestal's play so far this year, and he made a good hit on that one. Pursued well across the line of scrimmage. Deck Johnson, play officially a negative one. Second down, 11, Xenia. Line of scrimmage, the 24 of Sydney. Snap to McManus. Inside handoff. Ball carrier stoned at the line of scrimmage. Tries to bounce wide. Sydney has nothing to do with that. Or I should say, everything to do with it. Good second and third defensive help from the Yellow Jackets. Three men in on the play. Ball carriers fell off the pile to the 23. Might have picked up one. Did Jace Jones. That brings up third and nine. Love the way Sydney gang tackled, came to the ball, Chuck.
Yeah, they did a good job. And Will Boshiers, yes. He was the one that led the charge.
Xenia's going to take a timeout. 5:11 to go, first quarter. Big third down coming. 7-0 Buccaneers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Xenia called for illegal procedure, so it's now third and close to 15 from the Sydney 28-yard line. McManus, all kinds of time to throw. Whoops, we've got a pre-snap penalty again. That's the third one so far in this game, two in a row on Xenia.
Yeah, that was the whiteout out here, and he got excited. He probably was the one that in the route, so he wanted to get a head start.
I'm sure both coaches not happy at all with the pre-snap infractions. It is just game three. These things will get ironed out over the next few ball games for certain. And now Xenia's backed up. Third and 20, 33-yard line of Sydney. Here's McManus back to pass. Throws middle of the field. It is a deep post. It's caught at the 17-yard line. Hard hit at the 15. Oh, what a play. Sean Leonard, the punter place kicker, also receives passes as a wideout. Snared it on the dead run. Soft spot in the Sydney deep zone. and he wound up about a yard and a half short of a first down at the 15-yard line of Sydney. It's 4th and 2, 4:37 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Buccaneers.
That was great concentration because he knew he was going to get hit.
Yep, sure was. Man in motion, toss sweep to the left. Ball carriers jolted at the 14. Oh, it's a fumble. It's loose on the ground. Sydney's got it at about the 21-yard line. Ball carrier for Xenia getting up very slowly. It was going to be close to a first down had he held onto the ball. And I think it might have been Spradling, yes, who had a hand in there to pry it away, and then Spradling scrambled downfield and plopped on the football. Shaken up player for Sydney as well. Yellow Jackets ball when we return from the 24. 4:21 to go in the first. 7-0 Buccaneers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Wilbo Shears, the man shaken up for Sydney. Jace Jones, the man shaken up for Xenia. And Boshears being helped to the far side. Yellow Jackets have the football inside their own 25 as they might have stopped Xenia on downs. The hit was made at about the first down stake.
Ball was, I think he was short.
I think he was going to be short as well. I really liked Sydney's run to the ball. They rallied well to the pigskin. The last a few running plays by Xenia on that drive, although Sydney has been a sieve so far against the forward pass. Yellow Jackets run it on 1st and 10 from the 25. Spradling is hemmed in behind the line. Gets to the 23, maybe the line of scrimmage. A -1 officially. 2nd down 11. Good penetration by Xenia up front. Shy of the 24. Yellow Jackets have two receivers left, two to the right. Final 3.5 minutes, opening quarter, 7-0 Buccaneers. North end of the complex here at Xenia now in shade.
Ooh.
Here's a flat pass. Oh, the receiver jolted right now. Spradling snared it at the 27. He was rammed hard. Tremonde Henry put a stick on him immediately.
Oh, he was right there when he caught the pass. He had he didn't even get a chance to turn around.
That was beautifully timed by Henry of Xenia, and it's 3rd down and 7 for Sydney from the Yellow Jackets 28. Tucker Heron at the helm looks to the Sydney sideline for the adjusted play call, trips to the left. Xenia, 4 down linemen. Heron with time. He's in the pocket at the 26. Uh-oh, the pocket breaks down. He's running way back at the 16. Scrambles to the 22. A late delivery, far side of the field. Nearly picked by Xenia at the 39. Marker down again. Boy, we've had a lot of yellow so far in this game, Chuck.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be on Sydney. I think it might have been an illegal shift. Okay.
Ineligible receiver.
And that happens when the quarterback's running and running, and it's a totally broken play.
Yep, it was a fire drill,
yep.
And Xenia says no to the infraction. Buccaneers will get the ball on the punt, but Flynn, he's at his 13 for Sydney. Under 3 to play, opening quarter. Buccaneers have one man deep to receive the punt at the 40-yard line. Waving, fair catch. It's in the hands of the deep man, then out, rolling backwards to the 39. Sydney on the recovery. Yes, sir. Yellow Jackets get it. Plopping on the ball, Isaiah Foster. Boy, the deep man for Xenia seemed to have a lot of space. Looked like a comfortable catch. I think he signaled fair catch.
He did call for a fair catch, and then it was kind of off to his right a little bit, and he didn't adjust. He kind of reached for it. Never had control of it, but he did touch it.
He was in shadow. There was no sun. Foster, a big fumble recovery for Sydney at the 39 of Xenia.
Well, they need to do it now.
Yep. First break of this game for the Yellow Jackets. Heron throwing a screen in the left flat. It is high and wide. No good. Xenia had some interference in the path of that throw. It wasn't set up cleanly. And it's second down and 10 for Sydney inside the 40 of Xenia. You're so right, Chuck. Yellow Jackets need to take advantage of this field position opportunity.
They only have 9 yards so far here in the first quarter.
2:37 left in the first. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass. Officials confer and still talk in Sydney's offensive backfield. My goodness, another ineligible receiver downfield in Sydney. Our listeners may have detected that announcement via the public address in the background.
That's really strange for you. It was a two-step throw. How do you get downfield? He threw that within 2 seconds of having the ball.
And that was peculiar.
Yeah.
44-yard line after the penalty of 5 yards. First and 15 as Xenia chose to take the step off and not the play. 44-yard line of Xenia. Sydney's offense a little choppy so far in this game. Late first quarter. Two receivers left. One is Mitchell Davis. Inside handoff, it is Foster. And his progress is impeded at the 45. He managed to hammer to the 44. Might have picked up one, no more than that. Call it second down and 14 inside the 44 of Xenia. Yellow Jackets look to the far sideline for the play call here with 2:12, 2:11, 2:10 to go opening quarter. Xenia leads 7-0. Heron will take the snap just short of the 50. Three down linemen for Xenia. Boy, they have dropped 7-8 in coverage. Expecting a forward pass from Tucker Heron here. Long cadence. Heron short drop. Fires, hash mark, near side. Low, off the mark. Intended on the play for Fleming, and it was beautifully covered downfield by the Buccaneers. They had a defender cutting in front. Had the ball been better thrown, it might have been intercepted.
And he had to get rid of it quickly because Xenia only rushed three inside, but they rushed on the side, and he almost got to him.
Eventually, it did break down, and Heron had to pump the ball middle of the field fast. Minute 47 to go here in the first quarter. Third and 15. Heron back to throw in hot water at the 50. He hesitates and then drops the ball out of bounds at the 46 or 7-yard line. So it's fourth down coming for Sydney, which did not make hay after that fumbled punt on the fair catch by Xenia. Sydney, a golden opportunity. But Yellow Jackets went in reverse.
Well, they had pressure on him right from the start. He really couldn't even look for a receiver. And then when he finally did break, he was trying to get his receiver to go, and his receiver was looking at him, and he dropped the football. It really didn't matter at that point.
Chuck, how long was that Xenia touchdown pass play there in the first quarter?
45 yards.
It went for 45 total all the way to the end zone. Xenia went 75 yards, 4 plays to start the game. A minute 12 to go in the first, and it's 7-0 in favor of Xenia. Sydney will punt. Game clock being reset. Flynn back at his 38 to boot the ball. Whole field now, except for the final 5 yards down to a right, shaded. Sydney stands across the way, basking in sunlight. Just think how tan they'll be tomorrow.
This was a sunscreen evening if you were a member of the away clan.
Well, those bleachers are beautiful, but boy, are they shiny.
Here's the kick by Flynn, very high, angling toward the near sideline, out of bounds, inside the 30-yard line, marked for play where? No, not inside the 30.
Oh, no.
More like the 32 or 33.
See, I don't like this in high school because in the pro and the college, there's somebody back there. This guy is up here. He has no idea where it actually crossed. He just goes down there and makes a guess.
I was going to say it's guesswork. And Xenia may have benefited from the spot on the punt out of bounds by Flynn. Not a good one. Buccaneers have it first and 10 from their own 33. A minute 15 to go, first quarter, 7-0 in favor of the Buccaneers. Here's McManus. Only about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Gives it off on the play to the ball carrier. It's Jace Jones. Jones has a little crease, and he high steps it to the 40. Down he goes. A minute to go in the first. 7-0 in favor of the Buccaneers. 7 yard advance on the play. Here comes a play call for the quarterback, McManus, who flanks two receivers far to the right. Sydney, four down linemen. Here comes run blitz action. Good blocking up front. Bazinia, ball carrier Jones picks his way, scrambles to the 43-44. Looks like he got the first down barely. Judging from the mark of the football, nope, it's inches short.
Really? The guy on his side? Yeah, I was going to say, the guy on his end waved the chains.
Chain is eventually advanced. I was right the first time. First and 10, Xenia from the Buccaneers' 44-yard line. Final 16 seconds, opening quarter. 7-0 in favor of the Buccaneers. Here's a fake inside handoff, and here's a pass caught. Angling over the middle.
Wow.
Aiden Solis caught it at the 39. The shifty wideout for Xenia made a nifty one-hand grab, stayed on his feet, chugged down to the 31-yard line. Time expires, ending the first quarter. Xenia Buccaneers on a march, leading Sydney after 1-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
First and 10 for Xenia from the Sydney 31 as we start the second quarter. It's a snappy looking pass over the middle in the hands of the receiver, wrestled away. It's to the ground, incomplete. Marker flies.
It's another ineligible downfield. This guy in the middle just seems to be enjoying the heck out of this.
Wow.
You better realize he's calling it. Talk to your offensive lineman and tell him, do not move downfield at all.
Wasn't aware there was such an emphasis on that play call this year, or I should say on that infraction.
Yeah, I think the guy in the middle, he was bored. He's bored.
I'll tell you my thoughts on ineligible receivers in just a minute, Chuck. 5-yard step off against Xenia, first and 15 Buccaneers at the Sydney 36-yard line, opening seconds of the second quarter. I think intent has to have a lot to do with it.
I think so, too.
If the ball's thrown in the vicinity of that man or he deceives the defense in some way, here is a running play by Xenia around the left end. Sydney stretches it out pretty well, upends the ball carrier at about the 34. Small advance, pickup of one or two, second down, and call it 14 for the Buccaneers at the Sydney 34. I mean, if a lineman drifts out of his zone downfield, and by rule, he's too far downfield, but he's not involved in the play at all, isn't deceiving the defense, forget it.
Yeah, I agree.
Ignore it.
They just got another one. Sydney kind of made a move towards the line, and the kid from Xenia raised up.
Wow, this has become a penalty mark game. We are 13 minutes into this contest, and that's got to be penalty number 8 anyway.
And I'm doing good at my resolution that I'm not going to badmouth the officials.
So Xenia will now confront a second down and 19 from the Sydney 39. Yellow Jackets without a first down so far, is that correct?
They have no first downs. They have 7 yards of offense in the first quarter.
Just inside the Sydney 40, Xenia to the line of scrimmage. McManus 5 yards behind it. Looks like a Buccaneer down here at the bottom. Might have been offsides, lined up, a wideout. It's an end sweep around the right end. We've got another marker in the Xenia backfield, and the ball carrier runs out of real estate. He's pounded out of bounds at the 37. Well done on the play by Sydney. Tank Fleming chased the ball carrier to the near side. It was Johnson. He was crunched into the Xenia bench, and believe it or not, another yellow marker holding on Xenia. Sydney says we'll force them back further. And believe it or not, Xenia is almost at the 50.
Well, I know everybody here came to watch the officials throw flags and make calls, so they're getting their money's worth.
This series began just outside the 30. Now it's second and scoreboard says 19. It's got to be plenty more than that.
Well, it's a lot more than that. They're at the 50, and they have to get to the 21.
29 to go, not 19. A little over a minute gone here in quarter number 2. Xenia leads 7-0. And after that nifty game-opening drive, boy, play has been interrupted often since. Deep drop, McManus pumps once, throws late, middle of the field. Wow, excellent coverage by Sydney. Beautiful job. That was Joel Lyons. He played defensive back, like you see it done in the NFL.
Yep. Yeah. He was right there, stuck a hand out at the right moment. There was no contact. Everybody over here wanted.
Might have had an arm draped around the back, but it was loose.
Yeah.
But good defense with a swat away as the ball arrived in Leonard's midsection. It's now 3rd and 19 for Xenia from the 49 of Sydney. 10:42 to go, second quarter. 7-0 Xenia. We had points in the first 2 minutes of this game, and nothing much going on since. Here is a handoff on the play to Jones, and Jones breaks through. He's got daylight, cuts it to the outside. Look at him go beyond the hash mark. The numbers, 35-30. Let's see where he is pursued out of bounds. Right at the 30. Is there another penalty?
I think there's going to be a hold.
Wow. Buccaneers fans not pleased.
What a nice play. I mean, he was gone and Spradling came out of nowhere. That kid is a rocket.
Yeah, Spradling will come up out of the ground like a state patrolman.
Yeah. That's what I liked on the way down. There was a highway patrolman and had somebody pulled over on the side, and everybody's jamming on their brakes like the guy's going to jump in his car and go get them instead. This is when you speed. He can't get you.
The play had gone for about 25 yards. Beautiful second, third effort by Xenia's ball carrier. Another hold.
Man, this is that was
third down and infinity. Line of scrimmage. The 46 of Xenia. Buccaneers must get to the 21 at the other end of the field for a first down. McManus gives offensive backfield. Jace Jones corralled, nowhere to go. Jukes left and right, and he's hit at the 44. A negative couple more, and Xenia will have to punt.
Well, the defense after that first drive has shown up to play now.
Yes.
Now they need to get some offense going. I've got a score for us. Second quarter, Minster and Marion, 7-7.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Figure that might be a good one. Marion local against Minster.
Is that at Marion?
Did you get the pun? Good one?
A good one. I didn't get it till you said it.
Coach Goodwin at Marion. High snap for Leonard at the 31. He's got it. It's a high twisting kick. Lands at the 23. Oh, it takes a terrific Xenia bounce. 13, 10, inside it. Trickles to the 5.
Fleming needed to feel that. He did. When that hit the ground, he was done. He should have caught it in the air. He had the chance.
Well, we have seen Sean Leonard, the place kicker and punter, in action so far for Xenia. He was averaging better than 50 per punt coming in, and that one was right at 50.
And he kicked an extra point that went 45 yards.
So. he sure did. 9:25 to go, second quarter. Sydney backed up. Poor field position here. Line of scrimmage, the Yellow Jackets 5, 7-0 Xenia. Quarterback Tucker Heron is at the 1. He fakes the handoff on the reverse. Heron keeps weaving his way, squirts to the 10. 5-yard gainer, second down and 5 for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the 10-yard line. Ronnie Butler, the Mr. Do-It-All on defense for Xenia, in there on the tackle. Tell you what, Chuck, given this poor field position here, given the quick score to start the game of Xenia, Sydney might be very fortunate to get into the locker room at the break down just 7-0.
Well, they need to get some kind of a first down here soon.
Right, need a push.
There we go.
Here's a nice run by Sydney. Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space. Down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Xenia's blue shirt's in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Xenia's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow. It was clogged up in the middle of the field. He inched to the outside, got to the hash mark, saw a little daylight, and then he veered hard, made a nasty cut toward the sideline, got room in the boundary, had a block or two, and you knew, Chuck, once he got to the 50,
he was gone.
He was gone.
He was pulling away.
He left blue shirts behind him. Here is the extra point kick by Flynn. Snap back, booted. This to tie, and he's got it. 8:34 left here in the first half of the game. Boy, that was a wise play call. The run by Spradling, well done by Julius, and that was the Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Good to know.
What a play. Yeah. Julius Bradling, a game breaker, a playmaker. Xenia's blessed with very good speed. Not even could Ronnie Butler.
Oh, they weren't going to run him down. Once he turned the corner, he was gone. He was pulling away.
And Butler was darn near stride for stride with him at the 40-yard line or so. And then once Bradling got to the 50, another burst by him as he kicked it into a higher gear, and away he went, 90-yard run. Here's the kickoff return by Xenia up the far side of the field, and it's a good one by Tremonde Henry. Henry scoots to the 35, angling toward the Sydney bench, got to the 40.
Well, he tried to squib it on the ground, and it just took a perfect bounce to him, and he caught it on the run at the 20, so that was a nice return.
Sometimes the squib will work, especially if the deep man is a little bit hesitant about what to do or doesn't acquire the ball cleanly.
Well, not being a round ball, a football, is going to take some weird bounces, but that one took a bounce right to him.
What a play by Bradling for Sydney. Extra point tied the game up at 70, 25 left here in the first half. Xenia to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback McManus in the spread. Back at the 35. Inside handoff to Johnson. Johnson kicks those legs, stays on his feet, strides to the 45, 46. He carved out 6 yards on the play, second down and four.
This might be better than 7-0 at the half.
I was just going to remark, about the time I said Sydney backed up at its own 10,
well, they had no offense at all, but they do have the best playmaker on the field.
And he can score from anywhere on the field, maybe even off the field.
Yeah, he had three when he got off the bus.
Here's McManus. Fakes the handoff to Jones. Now gives to Johnson. He bucks over left guard to the 48. Third and two for Xenia. 7:34 left to go. First half, game tied at 7. Sydney and Xenia even. Good defensive stand by Eli Biddle in the middle there for Sydney on that last play. Two receivers to the right. Third and a couple for Xenia. And let's see what we've got. Movement offside along the line of scrimmage. Offside, Sydney.
That is 7 first downs now for the Buccaneers. And Sydney still doesn't have it.
I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, touchdown run from the 10 after first and 10 from the 5. Sydney didn't register a first down on that last series and has 0 still for this game.
In the pros, that would have counted as a touchdown and a first down.
Right. 5-yard walk-off against Sydney. First and 10, Xenia. Here is a fake inside handoff and a slant pattern caught at the 39-yard line. Well done by Leonard. Backpedaled to the 36. Boy, that play more often than not has been there for the Buccaneers in this game.
Yeah, that slant has been there. The only time that they missed is when they didn't throw it to him.
Line of scrimmage, Sydney 36, first and 10, Xenia, 6:43 to go, second quarter, tied at 7. Slot right for the quarterback, McManus. He's got Jones alongside. Two receivers split left. McManus, long cadence, fakes the inside handoff, fires to the receiver, who high points the ball in the right flat at the 31, tackled right now. Good hit on the play by Maddox Barnes. Tremonde Henry speared that ball and was dropped immediately. Pick up a 6, second down and 4. New line of scrimmage in the Sydney 30.
That's good hands by Henry because he got hit right when the ball got there and he still hung on.
Half the second quarter gone. Two receivers wide left. Man in motion across the formation. Counter back to the near side. And the running back for Xenia chugs to the 28, 26, falls beyond the 25 to the Sydney 24. Well done on the play by the Buccaneers, Elijah Johnson. Boy, he does not go down on first contact.
No, he's pretty impressive. But Xenia, They gave up a 90-yard run, but nothing else, and they're struggling right now.
Johnson to the outside. He's got real estate. Wide open. Gets the corner turned at the 15. Looking him go. Sprinting to the 10, and he is knocked out of bounds at the 9. Goal to go for Xenia. That was his own running play.
Yeah.
Johnson didn't have room in the middle and just said, well, I'm going to spring it to the perimeter, and he did.
Well, I mean, Xenia turned the ball over twice in the first quarter. So they probably feel like they should have a bigger lead than what they have. It's a tie.
7-all deadlock. Goal to go Xenia. 9-yard line. And now a shift. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left for the quarterback, McManus. Handoff goes on the play to Jones. Jones weaving 6-5 and dropped at the 4.5-yard line. Goal to go from there for Xenia. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Game tied at 7. Xenia advancing the football from north to south.
Yellow jacket, 5-yard line.
And the entire complex, except for the upper right corner, the stands across the way in shadow, sun setting behind us to the west. Goal to go from inside the 5. Snap back to McManus. Hand off Johnson between left guard and tackle, on his feet to the 2, the 1, and goes into the end zone standing up. Sydney could not knock the pins out from under Johnson. He stood tall, good balance. Fought for the last couple yards and made his way into the end zone from 5 out. 13-7 in favor of Xenia. 4:39 left here in the second quarter of play. Sean Leonard to boot the point to give Xenia a 7-point cushion. It is a good snap from center. Ball spotted. Kicked by Leonard, and he hammers it through right down the middle. Xenia 14, Sydney 7, 4:39 to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Oh, what a kickoff by Leonard. And he hums that one 5 yards deep in the end zone. Sydney will start from the 20. What a weapon that is, Chuck, when you make the other offense have to go 80 to score.
Well, and Sydney's got two real athletes back there.
Yep.
And that takes them out of having the open field for a kickoff return. Yeah, he is a weapon.
Yep, Sydney would love to turn that return of the kick play into an offensive play, but Leonard simply on that kickoff did not give Sydney a chance as he powered that one deep in the end zone. And Sydney starts first and 10 from its own 20. Just over 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Sydney still without a first down in the first two quarters of this game. And who is in the offensive backfield taking the snap from center? It's Julius Spradling.
Yeah, it was a wildcat snap on the one he ran for the touchdown.
And here he tries to go wildcat around left end, and Xenia's all over it. No gain. In fact, maybe a loss of 1 at the 19.
Yep.
Coach Dave Tainer, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, finding a way to get Spradling the ball for sure. Let's hike it to him.
Yeah.
Two receivers flanked right. Clock winding down, under 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 7-point lead, Xenia. Spradling will take the snap back at the 14, sends a man in motion. And then Spradling runs hard to the right. Oh, he's got a gaping hole. He barrels to the 30, 34-yard line.
They were offset that time. He and the quarterback standing together behind the tackle, and the snap was made on an angle back to him.
I love the play. Good play, fine blocking up front, but it's negated.
Yeah.
Penalty on Sydney again. New line of scrimmage, the 14-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. Second down and about 15 or 16 to go for a first down. 3:42, 3:41 left, second quarter, 14-7 Xenia. Spradling now is in the spread. He looks out to the right. Ball is snapped on an angle to the ball carrier, who breaks contain at the line of scrimmage. Up the near sideline is Spradling. Look at him go on the loose. Makes a man miss. Another one misses. 50-45, 43 of Xenia before wrestled down. You're right, Chuck. Very deceptive shotgun snap from center coming back to Spradling on an angle. You really can't tell for sure who's going to receive the ball.
And that... Now, that time, they weren't even ready for it. He got the snap and went, oh, here I go.
You're right. Timeout, Xenia, 3:21 left in the half. Buccaneers up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
43-yard line of Xenia runs by Spradling, getting Xenia out of a foxhole. They've been backed up deep in their own end of the field here in the second quarter. But the supercharged Julius Spradling has managed to generate big runs. Here he goes again, offensive backfield. Hog tied from behind, dropped at the 42. Picked up one on the play. Victor Smith, who plays some defensive end for Xenia, looped around, made the hit from behind.
Yep, nice play.
3 minutes to go, first half. 14-7 Xenia. Line of scrimmage for Sydney, shy of the 42 of the Buccaneers. We got Spradling and Foster in the offensive backfield. And I guess Spradling is lined up pretty much directly behind the center. Oh, there's all kinds of movement. Well, we're not keeping accurate count, Chuck, but double digits in penalties in the first half for sure.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. New line of scrimmage, the 47 of Xenia, second down and 14 for Sydney.
I would like to say something about the officiating, but my goodness, he started 2 seconds before the snap.
Yep, a little sloppy at times by both teams. Man in motion, Spradling runs behind that man who swung across the field from left to right. And Spradling tries to pick his way, gets back down to the 46. Picked up a couple or three, no more than that. Third and a bunch. Sydney needs 13. Must advance the football to the Xenia 33. Ball set for play at the Buccaneers 46. We're near the 2 minute mark, late second quarter, 14-7 Xenia. And is that Spradling still in the shotgun?
Nope, he's out here.
You're right. Tucker Heron back at the helm. Heron takes the snap at the 50. Middle of the field, rolling right now. On the run, has a receiver. Ooh, missed him at the 22. That was Tank Fleming. He had open space. The numbers to the sideline, all his. Ball a bit wide, fourth down, and two or three to go for a first down. Flynn in to punt for Sidney. Back at his 40.
Heron has just not settled into this game yet. It's so weird because he's not taking the snap. They're running a wildcat.
Yep.
And then he has to throw on third when they know he's going to throw.
Good point. Underwood to receive the punt for Xenia. Flynn needs to kick it away from him. He does. It's end over end. Lights on the ground inside the 20. Hits at the 16. Takes a Sidney bounce. Look at it roll. 9 yard line. Six. Inside the 5. It goes out of bounds down around, what, the 4?
Well, it looked to me like it was deeper than that. It looked like about the 2.
Let's see where it will be marked for play officially. You may be right, Chuck. Closer to the 2. What a punt by Flynn. That ball hit, had overspin on it. And Flynn pins Xenia back inside the 5 with a minute 38 to go in the second quarter. Timeouts. We take a look at the scoreboard. What do we have left in the way of timeouts, Chuck?
Well, the beans burned out.
Maybe
looks
one.
Looks like Xenia's got one, and I can't tell what Sydney's got.
Not sure. Maybe one for Sidney. Inside handoff, and the ball carrier for Xenia. Open space to the 8, hit hard, down he goes. Johnson decked. Tell you what, if he makes a man miss at that point, he's beyond the linebackers. He'll make a deep run out to the 25 or 30. Second down and 4. Good tackle by Spradling. Johnson again, hammers left guard, pinned at the 13. I think he got the first down right at the stake. A minute 13 to go in the first half. Chain is advanced. Keep in mind, Xenia received the kickoff to start the game. Am I correct?
Yes.
So Sidney will get it to begin play in the third. Xenia went right down the field. 4 plays, 75 yards, 45-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, Sidney didn't look like they'd gotten off the bus yet.
Clock running, 49, 48 seconds to go. Second quarter, line of scrimmage, the 13. Here is Johnson. Johnson, the stretch run play, outside left tackle. Lurches across the line of scrimmage, got to the 17 or 18. Picked up 4, final half minute, second period of play. Both teams, I think, comfortable, Chuck, with letting seconds tick off.
I would think so.
Down to 20, and the clock is stopped. Xenia, well, no, the clock is still running.
Yeah, they don't have to snap because the play clock is, I'm not sure why the play clock's on.
Good observation. Scoreboard clock down to 6-5. That's going to do it. That'll end the first half of this game. Lots and lots of penalties. A couple of dazzling runs by Spradling of Sidney. One went 90 for a score. Xenia has passed the football very effectively and run it with some productive chunks. Xenia clearly better balanced on the offensive side of the ball. Sidney has got to get more quick stops in that second half and generate a more balanced attack with Heron at quarterback. We played 2 quarters. Xenia leads Sidney 14-7 halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
It is 14-7, Xenia over Sydney here at halftime. One of our Wise Bridge plays of the first half was a 90-yard score from scrimmage by Spradling. Another one was the 45-yard scamper by Spradling for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. That was a second Wise Bridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Wise Bridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Halftime stats upcoming. We take a look at the numbers brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Thought we might have a lot of scoring in this game. Xenia went a long distance down the field, some 75 yards in four plays to open the game up. And then a rash of penalties. Offense is a bit sluggish. 21 points in the first half, 14-7 Xenia. Let's take a look at the stats. Sydney fortunate to be down by only 7.
Well, you look at it. They have 11 rushes for 138 yards. Two rushes for 132 yards by Spradling. And then they were only 1 of 6 throwing the ball for 3 yards, 141 total yards. No first downs, but no turnovers. On the other side, Xenia ran it 20 times for 106. He was 6 of 8 throwing it for 117. 223 total, 10 first downs, turned the ball twice. That's why it's a 7-point game right now.
And again, Sydney, first downs in the first two quarters, 0.
Right. Amazing.
Unbelievable. We'll have a halftime segment coming up after our halftime report, Chuck. When we look back at Sydney football from 1948 to 1952, and during that period of years, there happened to be a game at Ohio Stadium in Columbus, the Snow Bowl. Michigan won by a score of 9-3 and did not get a first down the entire game.
Yep.
Four quarters of college football, won in a blizzard 9-3. And here in the first two periods tonight, Sydney right in the game, down 14-7, without a first down to show for the offense.
Yeah, well, I mean, they like I said, they got Spradling, and when he touches the ball, I don't care where it is on the field, he is a threat to score. Hence the 90-yard touchdown run that he had in the second quarter. And that he's keeping them in the game. And defensively, they've done a better job than that first drive.
Those statistics for Xenia, really, really good, as you noted, except the two turnovers.
Yep, 10 first downs, but you turned the ball twice. They turned it driving the ball on their way on a I think they would have been stopped on the fourth down play. It was going to be close, but he fumbled the ball anyway. And those two turnovers have got Sidney still with a shot to win this football game. They get the ball to start the third quarter.
Sidney had a chance on an early turnover, great field position in Xenia's end, and went in reverse.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the message is from Coach Tainer at halftime for Sidney, but the offense got to get untracked with Heron at the helm.
Exactly, because they cannot keep running that wildcat, because Xenia's going to be on it. That's what they're talking about, I guarantee you, at halftime. And he's going to have to throw the ball. Heron's going to have to complete some. Love to see that tight end that they talked about. We have not seen him. If you got to throw the ball quickly, the tight end is the guy to look for.
Yep, new is the tight end about whom you speak for the Sidney Yellow Jackets, Chuck. 14-7 Xenia at intermission. That's our halftime report. Brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Lauderdale, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
14-7, Xenia over Sidney here at halftime at this beautiful enhanced Xenia football complex in Greene County. 14-7 Buccaneers by a touchdown over the Sidney Yellow Jackets. Coming up after our next commercial break, it's going to be Sidney High School football replay for you, 1948 to 1952. During those 5 years, Sidney beat Xenia 5 consecutive times. 5 consecutive times. The decade of the 40s, Chuck, for Sidney football was quite interesting. There were 9 different head coaches and interims during the decade of the 40s. And as I alluded, some interesting things went on up at Columbus during that stretch of time. Don Ferrat, or Don Ferro, who had Missouri connections, football coaching, administration, was hired to coach football at Ohio State, and in 2 days was replaced by Woody Hayes.
A good replacement. Woody did okay.
Boy, history would have turned on a dime, as you think back, had Woody not gotten that job.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the Snow Bowl was during that era, when Sidney had 3 6-win seasons, played just 9 games, and beat Xenia 5 times in succession. And we'll take a look back at 48-52 Sidney football when we return after these messages. Halftime at Xenia, 14-7 Buccaneers over the Yellow Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sidney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sidney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sidney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sidney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Some 75 years ago, Sidney had Xenia's number in high school football. From the 1948 high school football season through 1952, the Sidney Yellow Jackets got the best of Miami Valley League opponent Xenia each of 5 straight contests. The 1948 version of the Sidney Yellow Jackets was led by Coach Wayne Gibson. The Yellow Jackets walloped the Buccaneers 33-13. Sidney may have been extra fired up for that contest versus Xenia after losing the week before to Piqua. Coach Gibson felt the linemen did their job versus Piqua and instructed them to use all of the hot shower water, so the defensive players had to shower in chilly conditions. This, according to Coach, was a penalty for the defense's poor performance at Piqua. In that 1948 season, Gibson installed the Miami T formation, learned from Miami of Ohio coach Sid Gilman. Gibson had experienced this offense when he played at Miami as an undersized fullback on some very good Miami Redskins teams. By the way, Coach Gibson took his Sydney squad to Oxford that year to watch his alma mater whip Wichita State 41-16. In the opening Sydney game in 1948, the Yellow Jackets lost to Cincinnati Western Hills 14-12. That Cincinnati team was paced by Don Zimmer, who would go on to a professional career in baseball, both as a player and a manager. For the Western Hills football team, Zimmer quarterbacked, punted, returned kicks, and played defense. Sydney posted a 5-4 record in 1948 and owned that convincing 20-point victory over Xenia. In 1949, under new head coach Tom Pearson, Sydney made it two straight over the Buccaneers, 25-7. Pearson was the ninth head coach at Sydney during the decade of the 40s. President Harry Truman promised his Fair Deal program in 1949. WLWD-TV in Dayton took the airwaves that year as Channel 5. The Dayton Indians minor league baseball team drew about 150,000 fans to home games. And the Minster Wildcats in Auglaize County kicked off high school football in the fall of 1949. Sydney won 4 of 9 games that season, and one was an easy triumph on the road at Xenia. The 1950 campaign under Coach Pearson produced a third consecutive win over the Buccaneers, 26-6. During the college season that year, Ohio State and Michigan played in the infamous Snow Bowl, won by the Wolverines 9-3. The Buckeyes punted the football an incredible 21 times. Michigan did not record a single first down, but still won the game. University of Dayton basketball moved from the fairgrounds to the new fieldhouse that year, and professional hockey came to Hobart Arena in Troy. The 1950 Sydney football team was unbeaten until the final two contests and finished 6-2-1. Wayne Gibson returned as the Sydney coach in 1951. The Yellow Jackets won 6, including a 13-7 victory in Game 5 at Xenia. This marked the fourth straight win by Sydney over the Buccaneers. That 1951 year was interesting at Ohio State. Don Faureau was named head football coach, but resigned 2 days later and was then replaced by Woody Hayes. And commercial-filled color television was launched in 1951. On the Sydney gridiron in 1951, N. Dick McCoy and center Bob Dye earned first-team honors in the Miami Valley League. In 1952, Sydney took a thrilling 13-12 triumph over Xenia in game number 6. This was the fifth win in succession by Sydney over the Buccaneers. Coach Gibson's club would have tied Miamisburg for the MVL championship had it not been for a tough luck 6-point setback to Fairmont. Sydney knocked off Troy in 1952 for the first time since 1943. And national politics were popular that year in Sydney. President Truman visited the city campaigning for Adlai Stevenson, who was then defeated by Dwight Eisenhower, whose running mate was Richard Nixon, who also stopped off in Sydney to campaign. For the Yellow Jackets football team, tackle Bob Conrad and end Marvin Dittmer were all MVL performers. In 1952, Sydney earned 6 victories for the third straight season. That year ended a successful run of 5 straight triumphs on the gridiron by Sydney over Xenia. In fact, from 1948 through 1952, the Yellow Jackets outscored the Buccaneers by 75 points. The string ended in 1953 when Xenia topped Sydney 27-13, the first of 3 straight wins by the Buccaneers. This has been a look back at Sydney on the gridiron from 1948 to 1952. Thanks very much to the book, Sydney High School Football Replay, The First Century, 1896 to 1996, authored and assembled by Dave Ross. I'm Jack Kramer, and this is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We are at halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com at Xenia. 14-7 Buccaneers over the Yellow Jackets. Second half upcoming in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Welcome back to Xenia. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're set for the second half kickoff. Sydney receives it. The two deep men, Spradling and Fleming, are outside the hash marks in the corners of the field. And if the kick is down the middle, Chuck, who knows who will go take the football? And it's boomed near side into the end zone, repeating as Spradling, or I should say retreating as Spradling, and it's through his hands on through the back edge of the end zone as that boot by Leonard went a good 4 or 5 yards beyond the goal line, and Sydney starts first and 10 from the 20. Again, repeating, this Sean Leonard, what a leg. Got to be the best place kicker, punter combo in the state, in D2 for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously this is only my fourth game that I've seen. He is by far the best I've seen this year.
He's had a 50-yard punt, averaging over a 50 per punt on the year in 2.5 games. And he's boomed 4 of 5 field goals, his longest 40. Here is Sydney running from scrimmage, 20-yard line, and play good for 3 to the 23.
Wildcat again, back to Spradling.
Ronnie Butler, whose name we heard a few times in the first half. He is Xenia's best all-around defensive man in there on the stop. Second down and 6 for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, 23.5-yard line, opening 30 seconds, third quarter. Xenia 14, Sydney 7. That appears to be Spradling in the Wildcat again at the 19. Little juke step after getting the snap. Then he bounces wide. He's hit once, then twice out of bounds at the 28. A marker down. I think it's coming up against Sydney.
Could be a hold.
I checked in the middle of the press box during the halftime break. Official count, 13 first half penalties, and that's number 14.
Yeah, well, that's what we all came to see.
The majority of them on Sydney. Xenia had a chair, but more than half against the Yellow Jackets. And the step off forces Sydney to run this play from its own 14-yard line. Second down and 16 yards to go for a first down. 11 minutes to play in quarter number 3. 14-7, Xenia in the lead. Opening drive important. Sydney needs to flip the field at least. Get a couple first downs, maybe 3. If you do give it up, you punt it deep to the other end. Here's a little screen in the right flat, caught at the 12. Good run after catch over the 20. Spradling is tripped up at the 22. Xenia made sure they had Spradling in their view. He caught the ball, but a ring of blue shirts around him netted the stop. Third and about 8 to go for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, 22 of the Yellow Jackets, 10.5 to go, third quarter. You hear the gong in the background. Oh, then it was
that was more of a good.
Then it was hiccuped at the end. That was alerting everyone it's third down. Here is Spradling wanting to throw in the pocket at the 12. Zooms it middle of the field. No good, no one home. Torian Hill was on the receiver's back. Ball not near him, though. Good coverage, Mazzina. And
that was a strange release. It wasn't like he's not letting it go. He's trying to guide it out there.
Having thrown for 489 yards coming into this game, Tucker Heron is the better quarterback at pitching the football, that's for sure. Spradling did it on the last play. Misfired long. Here's the punt by Flynn of Sydney. Xenia has had trouble handling punts, and this one's muffed at the 47. Xenia does recover.
The same thing had happened to him down here. The ball got just a little bit away from him, and he didn't field it cleanly. That time Sydney fell on it. This time he was lucky to get back on it.
Well, because the Yellow Jackets couldn't produce a couple of first downs, Xenia gets good field position at the Buccaneers 47. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Xenia 14, Sydney 7. Two receivers far left for McManus. He was on target throwing the ball first two quarters. Inside running play, and then Xenia bounces it wide. Look at the ball carrier go down the near sideline. It is Jace Jones at the 35-30. There he goes. He is knocked out of bounds at about the 23 or 24-yard line. Oh, what a wise play call that was. Good move by Elijah Johnson. It wasn't Jones. It was Johnson for Xenia. Buccaneers in business. 22-yard line of Sydney. Buccaneers to the line of scrimmage. Boy, this Johnson, very gifted. He knows when to spring the play to the edge.
Wow, there's a play.
Stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. Good hit by the Yellow Jackets.
64.
Jace Jones on the hit. What a stop by Eli Biddle, who's been in on a number in this game.
Boy, he just met him right in the hole and put him straight down. It was a picture-perfect tackle.
Is that a pancake tackle?
I don't think that's a term.
Second down, 10 to go for Xenia. 9.5 left, third quarter. 14-7 Buccaneers.
We're waiting for the official on this side who likes to throw the flag to call defensive holding.
We got trips far left to the wide side for McManus.
Well, they're spread across the field.
He's in the spread at the 34. Shotgun snap back to him. And you called it, Chuck, a pre-snap foul.
I think they called a timeout.
Oh, a timeout? No penalty. 9:11 to go in the third. Xenia up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Here come the Xenia Buccaneers up to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 10 yards to go. Ball lined up for play at the Sydney 22. Xenia ahead by 7. First 3 minutes, third quarter. Trips to the left for McManus after the timeout. Sends a man in motion. McManus looks right. Fade pattern. End zone. It is off the fingertips of the intended receiver. Two or three strides deep in the end zone was Tremonde Henry. Almost gathered the ball for 6.
He got that hand up there. He just couldn't pull it down.
Third and 10, Xenia. Outside the Sydney 20. Now, if Xenia doesn't pick up a first down here, I guarantee you we'll see Sean Leonard from 40.
Okay. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Uh-huh. Buccaneers send 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left. Keep in mind, points of any kind would give Xenia a 2-score lead. Inside handoff, it is Johnson. Johnson's got a little bit of a crevice. He sneaks through it to about the 18-yard line, and that means the field goal for Leonard will need to travel 35. The ball was run back toward the middle of the field, and for Leonard, this ought to be a chip shot.
He's certainly got the leg for it.
He's 5 of 6 on the year in field goals. Ball will be spotted down at 27, a little longer than I thought. 37-yard kick coming up for Leonard. Lines are down, and we've got a timeout called. 8.5 to go, third quarter. Sydney timeout. 14-7 Buccaneers field goal upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here we go. Field goal try, Xenia. Ball will be placed down at about the 27-yard line. Good snap from center. Leonard strides forward. He twists a kick toward the left upright. It is inside the post. It's good. 37-yard field goal by Sean Leonard, lifting Xenia to a 17-7 lead over Sydney. He booted it with plenty to spare. Would have made that from 45, no question. The key was, would it stay inside the left upright? It did. 4 minutes gone in the third, 17-7 lead, Xenia on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Ensuing kickoff by Leonard to the 4-yard line. Sidney Spradling up the near hash mark, upended at the 21 or 22. Good coverage by Xenia. Low line drive kick by Leonard. Took a while to get down there. And that's what I think the fourth time in this game tonight that Sidney's had to start from right around its own 20-yard line. That's 80 yards, a long way to go without making a mistake.
Still looking for their first down of the game.
Isn't that incredible? And it's not a snowball.
No, there's no snow.
Like it was Ohio State, Michigan back in the day. Here comes Sidney to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 21, more like the 20 and a half. It is the Wildcat. Spradling on the handoff. Ball carrier zigzags to the middle. It is Foster to about the 23. Second down and 7. There's the name Ronnie Butler for Xenia. You can bet he'll be all MVL. Well, let's see if Sidney can register a first down here on this series of plays. 7:50 left to go, third quarter, 17-7, Xenia in the lead. Sidney fashions two receivers, wide right for Spradling. Short drop, here's a quick look-in pass, and the Yellow Jackets make the catch out at the 31-yard line. It is New, the tight end, who spilled at the 34, and that is Sidney's first down of this game.
I think I mentioned at halftime, you need to find, if you're going to have to throw the ball quickly, find that tight end.
And he was New.
He was New. And I'll guarantee you that entire side's smarter than I am, so.
Nice pass play, Spradling rifled a shot in the middle to New. It went for about 13 or 14 yards.
I think Heron's playing quarterback now.
Yep, Heron is at the helm. First and 10, shy of the 35. Yellow Jackets run it over right guard. A little hole on the play for Spradling. Look at him scoot. Knee goes down at the 40. Pickup of 5 on the play. 6:58 to go in the third. 10-point lead, Xenia.
Be a good time. I mean, they really kind of need to answer right now.
Yes, that's kind of the way you feel because
they can't stop Xenia.
No, Xenia moves the ball so well. One more Xenia score might put it out of reach. Sidney sends Spradling in motion to the right. Running play, Yellow Jackets. It goes for 4 yards, and then blue jerseys push back Foster. Line of scrimmage, the 43, third and 1 coming up. Maybe a measurement. Let's see. Nope.
Yeah, that was a Wildcat to Spradling again.
Chain is advanced.
They gave him a first down.
Sure did. You're right, Chuck. It was Spradling, my mistake. 44-yard line of Sidney.
They're moving him all over the field, which is what they need to do.
He's been everywhere but over the ball at center.
He hadn't snapped one yet.
Half the third quarter in the book, 17-7 Xenia. Line of scrimmage, the 44. Snap to Spradling. Whips it right flat. Caught 2 yards downfield. Run after catch is good for a net gain of 6. Trying to get Spradling in space so he can break another one. Second down and 4 for Sidney. Ball marked for play right at the 50. That was Heron to Spradling. Xenia making sure the Buccaneers give Spradling a little bit of cushion, and then they rallied to the ball right away. Here is Heron, 5 yards behind the line. Looks like pressure from Xenia. Here it comes. Heron's got to step up. Pitches middle of the field, throws it to a blue jersey at the 44, intercepted by Xenia, and run back to the 49-yard line. But guess who? Mr. Defense for Xenia, Ronnie Butler.
And well, that was self-defense. If he hadn't caught that, it would have hit him in the face.
Guarantee you the quarterback, Heron, did not see him.
No.
Butler was lurking in the bushes and made a nifty play, big pick. First and 10, Xenia from the Buccaneers' 48-yard line. Quarterback Heron was being harassed in the pocket. He got nervous feet on that one, made a late delivery. Zinia on the interception. Here's a pass far side of the field at first and 10. Play action, and it is caught at the 42. Tremonde Henry snatched it, and then he was knocked down at the 40-yard line. It goes for a first down for the Buccaneers. Tell you what, Chuck, when Zinia throws it on first down, woo, Buccaneers are effective.
Well, they're effective all the way around. They did in the middle of the game. They turned it, and they just kind of lost their rhythm.
And there is a quick pass play, middle of the field, flag flies, incompletion. McManus took a thumping after he delivered the ball, gets up. Let's sort this one out.
Oh, it's going to be ineligible because that's the only thing the guy in the middle of the field knows how to do.
Was that the ruling?
Yeah.
Ineligible receiver downfield for Zinia.
On a pass that took 2 seconds.
Yeah, that must be at least the fourth one tonight. I'm not understanding how that call is interpreted and applied.
He must be snapping the ball and then racing down the field to be able to be down. It's 2 yards from the line of scrimmage.
And that's at least the fourth one in this game.
At least the fourth one. We hadn't seen one all year till this one.
First and 15 from the Sydney 45. Here is a handoff on the play to Johnson. He breaks a tackle at the point of attack. Stays on his feet. 40, 38, trudging to the 35. And he's twisted to the turf at the 34. Spradling may have saved a touchdown for Sydney. Second down and 4 coming up for Zinia inside the 35 of Sydney. We near the 4-minute mark late in the third quarter. 17-7 Zinia. Buccaneers got the football near midfield on the interception by Butler. Here's a power sweep to the right, and Zinia cuts it back at the hash mark to the 31. Might be inches short of a first down. Third coming up. Underwood, a wide receiver, took the flip in the offensive backfield, tried to skirt the corner, cut it back, was nabbed at the 31. Third and 1, Zinia. 3:40 to go in the third. Zinia ahead, 17-7. Inside hand off ball carrier, collared at the 33. It's Jones or Johnson, flattened at the 31-yard line. Appears to be a foot short of a first down.
Going to be a fourth down. Fort Loramie, who started the season against Minster and then Versailles, two of the best teams in the area, is getting some what they need tonight. 42-0 at halftime against Covington.
Last tackle, a big one by Sydney's Hughes. Fourth and a foot for Zinia outside the 30 of Sydney. Two backs in the backfield. Delayed handoff, scrambling to get to the line of scrimmage is the Zinia ball carrier. He worked to the 31. Forward progress, Elijah Johnson might have gotten to 30. Oh, he just made it by the skin of his teeth.
Wow.
Fine penetration by Sydney, which almost saddled that play for a 2-yard loss.
Well, they did. He got through there, and the ball carrier did a nice job of jumping sideways and being able to get his momentum towards the first down, because that was a good play by Sydney.
Yep. 2:43 and counting late in the third. 17-7, Zinia in the lead. A new set of 4 for the Buccaneers.
Jackets can't afford to give up any more points.
29.5-yard line of Sydney. Counter, offensive backfield. It's delivered on the play to Jones. Jones is hemmed in, stays on his feet, gets it to the near side, tripped up at the 30, got back to the line of scrimmage. Spradling pursued it well.
Boy. This kid, even if he didn't run the ball like he does, would be so valuable for them.
Second down and 10 for Zinia, 30-yard line of Sydney. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. 10-point lead, Buccaneers. Keep in mind, Zinia's got a great weapon in field goal kicker Sean Leonard.
It'd be 47 yards from here. I suppose he has the leg for it.
Here is McManus, play action. Receiver in the left flat, falls down, gets up and catches it. Then he's rolled to the turf at the 27. Good hit applied the Lions of Sydney. He's been all over the place in the secondary.
Yeah, I think the defense has actually played pretty well.
Yes, it has. Henry caught the ball, and immediately he was wrapped up Very small gain. Third down, 7, Xenia. Line of scrimmage is the 26.5 of Sydney. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Big play here. McManus loops it out in the right flat. Receiver catches, makes a man miss, makes another man miss at the 20. Down the near sideline, racing to the 16 is Juwan Underwood. And if the tackle is made initially, it's not a first down. But the juke eluded the Sydney defender. 1st and 10, Xenia. Ball marked for play at the 15 of Sydney. Actually short of it by a yard.
They've got some real skill players, don't they?
They do. Yep. All over the gridiron. And that's exactly what makes Xenia so tough to defend. You don't know who to put your emphasis on defensively. Here's a counter back to the near side. It is Johnson, stays on his feet. Oh, he makes a defiant run to the 16, the 15, inside it, stays on his feet, and motors all the way to the 11.
But that's the end of the quarter.
Time running out, final 16 seconds, and Xenia will not run another play. It'll be 2nd down for Xenia when we return to start the fourth quarter. Ball inside the 15-yard line. 17-7 Buccaneers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 11. 2nd down, about 4.5 to go for a 1st down for Xenia. 11-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. We start the fourth quarter with Xenia leading by a 17-7 count. Running play to the left. Sydney stretches it out pretty well. Ball carrier is pulled down at the 9. It was Johnson. And guess what? The public address says Lions in there on yet another tackle. Timeout on the field, a big 3rd and 3 coming up for Xenia. When we come back, Buccaneers up 10, opening seconds, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details and Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna, to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Update in baseball, Reds in jeopardy of losing 2 to the Cubs.
Yeah.
Lost this afternoon, and tonight it's 2-1 Chicago in the 7th. That would just about do the Reds in for good.
I think so.
Half minute gone here in the 4th. Big running play by Xenia. And it's right up the gut. It's good for a first down. It's Johnson chewing up yards. He chucked to the 3, the 2, and was piled up at the 1. Xenia, fast-paced offense to the line of scrimmage right now. It is a handoff again on the play to Johnson. Left tackle, easy does it. He's in for the score. A marker is down at the point of attack. Let's see what it's all about.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
It is on the offense. Illegal shift. That's 15 or 16 penalties in this game. And the TD for Xenia negated.
That's why I bring an eraser.
Boy, 7 points here, Chuck, would make it a 17.3 score lead.
Yeah, I don't think Sidney can score that much. I mean, yeah, they can because Spratling can score from anywhere. But, boy, they got 3 and 4 guys watching him now. Somebody else is going to have to step up for the Jackets.
Exactly. And we haven't seen a concerted drive by Sidney in the entire game.
No. They had a third down, 90-yard touchdown run.
Tell you what, Xenia is going to be tough to cope with all year long in the Miami Valley League. Smith and Wright and Sanders were 3 graduates a year ago, all excellent players. But Coach Harden has reloaded, and as Chuck noted a few minutes ago in offense, as Sidney has players with multiple skills, a lot of talents on the offensive side of the ball. It is goal to go from the 7. Still 11:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. 17-7 lead Xenia. Last touchdown was wiped off the board. Illegal shift by the Buccaneers. McManus takes the snap at the 12. Hands off to Johnson. Johnson bounces it wide. Heads toward the pylon. He's got it for the score. Elijah Johnson carved out the final 7. He is extremely adept at getting to the line of scrimmage, meeting resistance, and then sliding off and taking it to the periphery.
Yeah, I mean, the line's doing a nice job. They're sealing that corner, yep. And he's getting around it, and he's 5 yards down before anybody's even close to him.
This doesn't seem like an important extra point, really, but it is. It's a 16-point game, a difference of 2 8s. Leonard to boot the PAT and make it 24-7, that would mean Sidney would need 3 scores in the final 11 minutes to overtake Sidney, or to overtake Xenia. Easy for me to say. Extra point try by the kicker, Leonard. Yeah, boy, he smacks it with a good 30 yards to spare. Right down the middle, high and long. Xenia 24, Sidney 7. 11:16 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
It is 24-7. Xenia leads Sidney. We played 44 seconds here in the fourth quarter. A lot of football to go, but Sidney has got to find its offense and produce 3 scores. Jackets are down 17. Need a long kickoff return and a quick 6 points.
That would be nice.
Here is Leonard for
absolutely no win now. The flag is straight down the pole.
Right. Ball teed up, far hash mark. Kick by Leonard to the 1. It is Spradling across the 10, 15, weaving. There he goes. He's on the loose. Oh. Ooh, he's nipped from behind at the 30. If he makes one more man miss, I think so. Yep.
Nobody was going to catch him.
Nope. There were a lot of blue shirts who'd already passed him up or missed him, trying to tackle him. He might have had just one man to beat. It was going to be a foot race. He is so close on so many plays.
I didn't pick up the number, but whoever that was that made the tackle, he got him by the ankle.
Yeah, could have been a TD saving tackle. First and 10, Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 29. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter, 24-7 Xenia. Xenia Buccaneers, extremely well-rounded. And here is an end sweep by Sydney. Yellow Jackets turn the corner. It is Fleming. He gets up to the 34-35, hit hard, jolted to the ground right there by Victor Smith of Xenia.
What we've not seen out of the Yellow Jackets tonight is any kind of vertical pass plays.
Exactly.
Everything that they've completed has been at the line of scrimmage, and then Spradling has made plays out of them.
Heron was leading the MVL statistically, 489 through the air coming into this game. And Xenia shut it down. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield. Ball carrier makes one man miss. It's Spradling, and he is yanked down at the 38. He scrambled for two or three. There's another penalty marker.
Yeah.
We're going to get to 20 flags before this game's over.
That had to be, that was in the holding area. You knew that was coming.
So it's going to be second down all over again. And now close to 14 or 15 to go for a first down for the Yellow Jackets from their own 25. Clock winding down to 10 to go in the game. 24-7 Xenia. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flanked right. Short drop. Heron gives it up in the right flat. Spradling at the 23. A bevy of blue shirts all over him at the 27-yard line. Butler leads the charge. I said Spradling. It was Fleming who caught it. Well, that leaves Sydney 10 short of a first down. Third down, 28-yard line in Sydney's end. Final 9.5 minutes of the game. And if you don't get 8 or 9 yards here, Chuck, I think you've got to punt the football.
I don't think you have any choice.
Third and a little over 10, call it 11. Two receivers flank left. Sydney quarterback in the pocket. It is Spradling lofting it high down the field near side. Great catch by Fleming over the shoulder of the 40. Look at him go. No one's going to catch him. Spectacular catch and run. Oh, a marker is down.
I think it's going to be pass interference. It's going to count. It's a touchdown.
I think it's a DPI, not OPI.
Yep.
What a catch by Fleming. Was that Spradling who threw it?
No, that was Heron.
Heron. He threw a skyscraper. Didn't think it was going to come down. Fleming ran under it. It was one-on-one coverage.
Yep.
And he outfought the Xenia man for the ball.
Yeah, he was being held when he caught the ball.
I think you're right. What a play by Fleming. Extra point kick by Flynn coming up. And now it gets interesting again. Sydney with big plays to score a couple touchdowns. Still total first downs for Sydney on the game. How many?
Two. They have 96. They have 138 of their yards on three plays.
24-13 on the pass to Fleming. Boy, it was a circus catch. You're right, Chuck. Looked like both arms were being held. How he managed to reel that in, I'll never know.
And then get away from him.
Yes. And then a sprint as Fleming made a fantastic catch, shook free, and he was off to the races. 9:07 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney lines up to go for two, and I'm not really sure why. That would make it a 9-point game. It's 24-13 at the moment. Sydney to Spradling, offensive backfield,
nice.
Being chased at the 15. Open receiver, goal line. It is caught. It was Heron. Heron sprinting out to the left. Found a receiver down around the one. Xenia was blitzing. Couldn't quite get to Heron before he delivered the ball. And lo and behold, Sidney had a couple receivers open at the goal line.
It was Spradling that threw that.
Oh, it was.
Yep, he took it from the Wildcat, took two steps up. Defense came at him. There was nobody out there. That was nice. I was hoping that they had some kind of a pass play for Spradling into the game.
Who received it?
I think it was New.
New caught it. He was open at the goal line. Either one of the couple guys for Sidney could have reeled it in. That was a great play by Spradling just to get the ball off. Two-point conversion is good. The difference in the game is 9, 24-15. Still two scores behind.
Well, now, this is strange. I didn't know this, but they... Because it was a touchdown, they're doing the 15-yard pass interference on the kickoff. I thought you had a choice of either declining or accepting.
That's something we've got to remember, because unless there was a Xenia man flagged on the conversion.
That's when he came over and said it was pass interference. He said it'll be... administered on the kickoff.
That's an oddity. Wasn't aware of that tweak in the rules. We need to get an official on at the halftime.
We need Dean Baldino or whatever his name is.
To give us an update. 9:07 to go, fourth quarter. Xenia 24, Sidney 15 on the tremendous pass play to Fleming. Uh-oh, here's the kickoff by Sidney, bouncing off a Xenia player at the 27, rolling near sideline. Buccaneers say we've got it by an eyelash.
But Fleming had a shot at it, and when he went to fall on a ball, it squirted out from under him and went out of bounds.
Wow.
That was going to be Sidney football right there.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Nice onside kick.
Yes, it was. It was a dribbler. It was hot to handle. That's not a round pigskin. That thing takes some twists and turns. And Xenia muffed it. And thankfully, the boundary was nearby, and it saved the Buccaneers.
Yeah, it did. Yep. That was going to be their third turnover.
Yes, another yard of real estate, and Sidney pounces on that football. So it's a Xenia possession at the Buccaneers 26. It's a 24-15 game with 9:03 to go in the fourth. Still scratching my head why Sidney went for two. They got the two.
Not sure. I mean,
they got it. Here is Xenia running to the 30. It is Jace Jones stacked up right there. Second down, 6 or 7 to go for a first down. Festal.
Yes, he did. He made a nice tackle from behind.
On the hit for Sidney. Good effort by Vestal. Well, here's where Sidney has to have a stop. Yellow Jackets need to get the defense off the field in three plays here. 8.5 to go in the game. 9-point lead for Xenia. I could have seen going for two had Xenia missed its previous extra point. And a 2-point conversion would have cut it to 8. Here is Xenia running right up the gut. Slow going for Jace Jones. And he is met by several white shirts from Sidney right at the 30-yard line. Jones fell over it to the 30.5. So it's third down. And close to 5, about 4.5 to go for a first down. Biggest defensive play of this game for Sidney. Yellow Jackets trail by 9 with 7:52 to go in the fourth quarter.
We better watch Johnson.
McManus in the spread back at the 26. Very adept Xenia offense, which scatters the ball to numerous weapons. McManus fakes the inside handoff, and it's a look into a receiver, a slant over the middle. Yes, it's caught at the 46-yard line. What a reception by Tremonde Henry. That was clutch. Wow.
Yeah, that was a heck of a catch, a great throw, and good defense.
Yep, that's the kind of pass play you see on Sunday afternoons.
Yep, not a thing that they could do about that one.
Nope, in tight quarters. It was hauled in, played good for a first down to the 45, and we've got another marker.
Yeah, that was Aiden Solis, number 3, that made that catch. And that was also him that just jumped it and cost him 5 yards.
Well, Solis is really good. Solis and Henry and Underwood fleet receivers, and
they have no fear. They go across the middle and catch it, and they know they're going to get hit, and they just catch the ball.
Nope, between the hash marks, they love it.
And I watched Butler, and I watched Troy last night, and Xenia's better than either one of those teams.
Pinpoint passing by McManus. First and 10 Buccaneers, or I should say first and 15 after the 5-yard walk-off. And here's a counter back to the near side. It's Johnson, and Johnson's grabbed around the ankles at the 41-yard line. Sydney in there on the hit. That sets up a second down. Play only picked up two or three. Second and 13. Down to 6:22. Clock and ally of Xenia. Whoops. Another penalty marker against the Buccaneers, who are starting to rival Sydney for the number of infractions in this game.
That was Gabe Funk, and at 6'7", 295, they see him when he moves.
Exactly. We're nearing 20 penalties in this contest.
This has been one long football game.
6:18 to go, fourth quarter, 24-15, Xenia up 9. And it's second down, 18 to go for the Buccaneers at their own 36. Long cadence by McManus. Sydney showing run blitz pressure. Powering left guard, ball carrier, Jeremiah Johnson. He stretches across the 40, lurches to the 42 or 43. Still well short of a first down. Third coming up, third and 12 or 13 for Xenia. And you've got to cover that middle of the field hot pass play.
They like it.
Timeout situation. Sydney, I think, has got at least two remaining. I'm not...
No, there's the scoreboard. The lights burned out.
I think so, Chuck. You're right. I'm not deciphering it properly. Handoff, offensive backfield. It is Johnson. Johnson barrels over the 45-yard line, digs to the 47 or 8. It was Jones, not Johnson, leaving Xenia short of a first down. Buccaneers played it close to the vest. That ran it on third and long, and Leonard will punt.
Well, you figure he's going to, barring a nice return, is going to have the ball down around the 15-20-yard line.
4:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. 24-15, Xenia by 9 over Sydney. Let's see what Leonard's strategy here is. Boy, you can bet he'll try to deny a return.
He did.
He lofts it up short, out of bounds, toward the sidelines, hits inside the 25. No chance for a return. Well done.
Did you see how he held the yeah. ball point down?
Uh-huh.
And he intended on that ball doing exactly what it did.
Oh, yeah.
He's a football player, boy.
Good move. Well done. Inside the 25, ball rolled to the 20. Sydney starts first and 10. As Xenia was pleased to give up the football, but the Buccaneers, or I should say, wasn't necessarily pleased to give it up, but knew with Leonard punting that the Bucks would back up the Yellow Jackets, and they do.
Well, they also know that Sydney's got all kinds of potential guys out there that can hit the home run. So they need to be prepared.
If Sydney would love to turn that return play into an offensive play, and no doubt all year long, punters will make sure they kick it away from the Sydney deep men. Here's a flat pass on first and 10, and it's errant behind the receiver at the 19-yard line.
I think if he would have thrown that to Spradling that time, it would have been a pick six. There was two defenders out there waiting for him to throw it.
The senior Heron back at the helm. He has been much of this second half. There was a stretch of this game in the middle portion where Sydney ran a lot of wildcat with the QB being Spradling. Second and 10, clock stopped at 4:24. Ball's on the ground. Heron picks it up and throws it into the turf at the 14-yard line. He was running for his life in the offensive backfield. And Xenia simply on defense just pinning their ears back now, Chuck.
They had three guys back there. Bad snap didn't help anything, but he didn't have a chance to even look.
Nope. Clock stopped at 4:21. 24-15. Xenia by 9 over Sydney. And the Yellow Jackets need to pull a rabbit out of the hat here. Line of scrimmage to the 20. Third and 10. Heron drops to the 13. Looks middle of the field. Open receiver. It might be new at the 38. Got it on the run. Spilled at the 41. It was Mitchell Davis, a very good wideout for the Yellow Jackets. He ran a perfect route over the middle, and Heron hit him right on the button between the numbers. In stride, hauled in by Mitchell Davis. Beautiful pass play, best one of the night.
That's the first time I've seen him actually just turn it loose and not try to guide it.
Heron, short drop, left flat. In the hands of the Sydney receiver. Oh, he tried to turn and run before he tucked it away. It's no good at the 46 or 7. It was Spradling. He had end zone on his mind.
Well, I'll tell you, what he just showed you there is that he is a human.
Second down and 10 for Sydney from the 40-yard line. That was a terrific pass play two plays ago from the quarterback Heron to Mitchell Davis. In fact, that'll be our Wisebridge play here in the fourth quarter when we get a moment. Here's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage. Sydney catches at the 38, gets to the 40. Spradling is cornered, and down he goes. No gain on the play. That was diagnosed by Xenia, and it's almost like four or five blue shirts are playing man-to-man against Spradling.
Well, who else would you do? Everybody, Tank Fleming has had a really nice catch and run. Other than that, the offense has all been Spradling.
Third and 10 for Sydney. Herring in the pocket, or I should say Heron in the pocket. Fires down the far side of the field at the numbers. Here's a leap, an attempt at a catch. Broken up by Xenia at the 30-yard line.
Yeah.
Tremonde Henry in the coverage. He busted it up. It was intended for Mitchell Davis, and it's fourth down and 10. Sydney, no choice.
They got to go.
Yep, 3:09 left. Yellow Jackets, a touchdown and a field goal from coming from behind here in the waning minutes. 24-15. Statistically, Xenia's owned this game, Chuck, by far more than 9 points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a surprising 9-point game.
Heron will take the snap at the 35. Looks middle of the field. Dancing. Throws it sideline. Jump ball at the 33. Picked off by Xenia. Intercepted by the Buccaneers. A good interception by Luke Russell, a 6-foot junior defensive back.
That's one where when he comes over, you say, great interception.
Yep.
Knock it down, and we have the ball 25 yards up the field.
Chuck, a moment ago, Sydney struck for a 20-yard pass play from Tucker Heron to wideout Mitchell Davis. That was the Wisebridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
On first and 10, Xenia runs from the 35 to the 40. The clock ticks down to 2:40 to go in the game. 24-15, Xenia in the lead. Boy, had Sydney missed an extra point along the way, 23-15 would have made the last several minutes here in the fourth quarter mighty interesting, but Leonard has kicked a field goal, notched 3 extra points. It's a 9-point deficit facing Sydney. Xenia trying to run out the clock. Up the middle, Elijah Johnson. Defiant run. He won't go down. Stays on his feet and falls over at the 45 or 6. He's got 6 yards on the play, and it's a first.
Well, you know, you're talking about the stats, and Sydney and Xenia looks like they should be up. 17 first downs to 4.
That's incredible.
I mean, that's a running clock kind of stat.
Yep. And yet Sydney only down 9 Minute 55, minute 54 to go here in the fourth. First down, Xenia, 46-yard line. Here is Underwood in motion. Hand off McManus. Gives it to Jones. Plows to the 50, over it to the 48 of Sydney. Minute 35, minute 34. Sydney, I think, will get a timeout. 94 seconds to go in the game. Xenia up 9 over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Jace Jones pounding right up the middle for Xenia. He's got one or two to the Sydney 48-yard line. Yellow Jackets timeout again. 1:27 to go in the fourth. Third and four, Xenia. Buccaneers up 9, 24-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Buccaneers trying to run out the clock, third and four, line of scrimmage, 47 of Sydney, and it's a run over left tackle, and it is Johnson staying on his feet, trudging to the 43, 42, falling ahead to the 41. He's got the first with a few to spare, and that will do it.
I don't think they're going to need any more timeouts. I think they'll probably go into victory formation here. They can run it out.
Exactly. A minute 22 to go, 9-point lead for the Buccaneers, 24-15. And it does look like it's going to be some facet of a victory formation. Xenia is in it at the moment, clock down to a minute. First and 10 Buccaneers, 41 of Sydney. Interesting confrontation tonight. Head coach Dave Tainer of Sydney. Coach that Urbana U, one of his prime players for three seasons was the Xenia head coach, Harden, Maurice Harden, who then became an assistant coaching for Dave Tainer at Urbana. They were together about 7 years. And here in this game tonight, Maurice Harden and Xenia will get the better of Coach Tainer and Sydney as McManus kneels and the final 30 seconds will run down. 24-15, Xenia defeats Sydney tonight. Xenia out-statistic Sydney by far more than 9 points. the senior club is pretty good. Boy, they wipe out penalties. They're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, well, that was a terrific football team. And you know what? I mean, you saw flashes with Sydney. You saw some good stuff. I mean, Heron has got to throw the ball with more authority. He was just kind of trying to place it out there, but he was playing against a lot of athletes tonight.
Yep.
And Spradling, as much as they've marked him, still had to have 200 yards in receiving and rushing.
Yep, he was a one-man gang against Azenia, which tried to defend him with multiple players all night. Azenia with speed and quickness all over the field on offense and defense. 24-15, Xenia wins it. We've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, a brand new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our highly skilled workforce at Francis is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings, creating castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. Receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We'll return with postgame and our star of the game when we come back. Xenia beats Sydney 24-15 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
A big bright spot in this game tonight for Sydney was Julius Spradling. He had a 90-yard run from scrimmage for a touchdown. That was the Wisebridge play of the first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, this senior football team, excuse me, Chuck, the senior football team is really good. It was figured to be the favorite along with Troy in the Miami Valley League for the championship overall. Troy and the number one team perhaps heading into the season in the Miami. Xenia in the Valley. Xenia defending champs in the Valley, defending champs overall. And Troy's going to have to beat Xenia later on in the season.
Yep.
And that won't be an easy task simply because this Xenia team is so versatile.
Looking for star of the game, and I'm sitting there going, "Well, him." And I mean, I could probably pick five or six.
Yep.
But I ended up taking Elijah
Johnson. Yep.
And then Sean Leonard, and on the other side, Julius Pradling and Riley Vestal for the Yellow Jackets.
And McManus, the quarterback for Xenia, he looks like a fifth-year player.
10 of 13 for 145 yards.
Ooh-wee.
He didn't throw an interception. He had one touchdown pass.
Mr. Efficient.
He was tough.
Our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy. Fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, last week, Chuck, we saw Versailles dominate Fort Loramie in terms of possession time, number of plays. Same script here tonight, won by Xenia over Sydney.
They did. I mean, they ran 62 plays to 38. They had 18 first downs to 4, 225 rushing yards to 159, and that 159 for Sydney is skewed because that 159, 132 of them came on two rushes. So if you take those two, 14 rushes for 27 yards is what they had besides that. They just didn't generate enough offense tonight besides the one terrific play by Tank Fleming on the catch, and then Spradling all night long. But that was it.
Yeah, two huge plays, one for 90. The other went, what, 60, 65?
72. 90 and 42. I mean, you know, there's three plays that shows you the explosiveness of Sydney. But it also, they just really did not generate any kind of momentum tonight. They just never got it.
Consistency and offense, not there.
And way too many penalties.
But give Xenia all the credit in the world.
Yeah, well, it's a great football team.
Oh, yeah, very, very good Division II club. And they got my vote as the king-size favorite to take it all in the Miami Valley League this year.
I watched their Thursday night first game against Beaver Creek, and I know Beaver Creek's not very good.
Right.
Which you can tell by watching the athletes. I'm sitting there going, that's a good football team.
And head coach Maurice Harden, he studied, learned under Dave Tainer, head coach at Sydney, when the two were together at Urbana University.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, they'll talk, they'll get together, they'll talk about this game. Good things. I mean, both teams had good things. Both teams had some bad things tonight. But Xenia, good football team. Great, beautiful stadium. Great place for these kids to be showcased.
A lot of action, entertaining game. Only thing that marred it, just too many penalties.
Too many penalties, but hey, I didn't badmouth the officials. And on a side note, look at that moon right there. That is beautiful.
We had at least four ineligible receiver calls.
At least four. And hadn't seen any all year.
Yeah.
Now I think the ambulance is coming to save me.
And another 10 or 12 pre-snap fouls. I'm sure we were in the mid to upper teens penalties total for the night.
Yeah.
Certainly, Sydney's got things to work on. Back to the drawing board for head coach Dave Tainer, especially on the offensive side of the ball, to get some more consistency. You remarked, really, throughout the night, that Sydney played pretty well to limit Xenia to 24 points.
Yeah, they did, absolutely. And I mean, Sydney, there's winnable games on their schedule because the MBL is either at the top, they got Xenia, maybe a notch lower, you got Troy, and the rest of these teams are not real good.
Exactly. Keep abreast of our website. We know that next week we've got two games for you. Layman Catholic, which was winning big tonight over Benjamin Logan.
56-25 in the fourth quarter.
Takes on Milton Union on Thursday at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25. And then a week from tonight, Fort Loramie is on the road at Columbus Academy in Gahanna. A kickoff at 7, 6:25 airtime. I was at Academy 3 days ago, Chuck. Beautiful campus, like a small private college. Nice stadium, a turf field. It's going to be fun. Let's hope the weather continues. I know it's going to be hot for a few days. Maybe by the end of next week, next weekend, we're back down into the lower 80s.
Yeah, and I think that I think there's a chance of rain on Thursday, so we might see that for Layman, but Friday's supposed to be a pretty nice day again.
So keep in mind, two games next week, Thursday and Friday. The Layman game on Thursday, a late switch for television. So it's Layman hosting Milton Union on Thursday, Fort Loramie at Columbus Academy on Friday. Fort Loramie winning big over Covington.
And Keith Byers is the color guy for the TV. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to maybe going down and getting an autograph. He was one of my absolute all-time favorites. One of the best runs I ever saw in my life was against Illinois when he threw a shoe.
Yep.
And when he, as soon as he scored, he looked up into the stands and he's yelling, "We're coming back." And Illinois back in those days kind of had Ohio State's number.
Oh, they were good. I made the remark when he crossed the goal line to get into the end zone. I said, "And Illinois tackled his right shoe, but not his left."
They did not get his left shoe.
Touchdown, Buckeyes.
Yep.
So we're done here at Xenia tonight. Beautiful facility. Wow, what a complex. Enhanced Stadium is dynamite. And it was fun to be here on a beautiful evening for high school football. Xenia defeated Sydney by 9. Join us next Thursday and Friday for high school action at 6:25 both nights. So many thanks to our great online audience tonight from all throughout West Central Ohio, including Shelby County down to Green. Many Sydney and Xenia fans tuned in. Thank you so much. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Xenia. Once again, the final score, Xenia Buccaneers 24, Sydney Yellow Jackets 15.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.